Artwork Newspaper Issue 217. July to August 2021. Title: Farmers Market Leader. Caption: Francis Anderson charts the progress of Edinburgh's pioneering farmers market over its 20-year life to date. Now celebrating two decades of success, Edinburgh's farmers market continues to flourish. Held every Saturday on Castle Terrace, against the dramatic backdrop of Edinburgh Castle, the market sells some of the best local produce around. Back in 2000, Edinburgh City Council instigated the first farmers market in the city centre, with the aim of providing an outlet for local farms providing sustainable and locally sourced products, while also supporting artisans and local businesses offering creativity and sustainability. Fast forward two decades, and this award-winning market is still going strong. With up to 50 specialist suppliers, the majority of stallholders are primary producers, growing what they sell. There's beef, pork, lamb and game, seafood, free-range eggs, cheese, milk, and dairy, seasonal fruit and vegetables, bread, honey, chilies, and plants, as well as specialities including organic beer, liqueurs, Scottish cider, chocolates, and chutneys, everything for a complete weekly shop. Farmers markets are unique, in that they help to connect consumers with their local farmers and food producers and offer a two-way benefit. Producers can meet and get a valuable understanding of what their consumers want, and consumers can get to know and trust the people who produce the food they purchase. Introduced by Edinburgh City Council, the market was run first as a non-profit making organisation. Edinburgh City Centre Management, now Essential Edinburgh, then took over until 2020, when a cooperative was set up. Dawn Dark, who was elected chair of the committee at the cooperative's formation in March 2020, has been attending the market for 19 years, selling produce from her family's small holding in Fife. Dawn says, it was set up as a cooperative in March 2020, and is now run by a committee of five on behalf of, and for the benefit of all the stallholders. As a cooperative, there is a clear channel for stallholders to raise any concerns, or put forward any ideas which they think will improve the market. The committee have also made prudent financial decisions which have enabled the cooperative to reduce the stall fees, while improving the infrastructure of the market and increasing marketing. As a cooperative, the future of the market is secure, and it continues to be a thriving marketplace for local Scottish producers to meet people who are interested in the traceability, quality, and freshness of their produce. Kid Sharp, a sheep farmer in East Lothian selling wool and knitwear, has been at the market since 2001. I started doing the farmers market when foot and mouth arrived in the countryside. All my country events were cancelled, but events in towns and cities were still going ahead. In the beginning, most of the stallholders were farmers trying to diversify into selling their produce directly to the public. It was mainly food being sold, except for a few non-food producers like myself with wool and knitwear and handmade soaps. Kate says, many stallholders are real working farmers, and be it edible products or wearable products such as wool, it's all traceable with a low carbon footprint. If you care about what you buy, visit the market and help Scotland's small businesses survive. Have a market experience chatting to real live, working outside in all weather farmers, still working on the land. John Wood, of the award-winning bakery Backquote Bakery and Dante in Edinburgh, began doing the market in 2011, selling just cheese toasties and Covenanter sourdough loaves. Having been made redundant, baking as a hobby soon became his business. Edinburgh Farmers Market enabled more people to try our products. We now have three shops, and the market has been an integral part in building our local businesses. A relative newcomer, the Cocoa Company, founded by Ian Mead and Robert Lindsay and Humphreys and Galloway 2017, started trading at Edinburgh Farmers Market in 2020. Self-taught artisan chocolate producers, they use all local ingredients where possible, and love sharing their passion for small batch produced unique handmade chocolates with their customers. Robert says, being part of a group of talented and like-minded stallholders who are specialists in their own fields, sometimes literally, of food production is unique. Selling directly to the customer is hugely important to me, and the best way to get feedback. We are really pleased we have built up a number of regular customers in the short time we have been attending this market. For 5 hours on a Saturday, you have a lovely group of people who enjoy good food, shopping locally and supporting small and local businesses in the center of massive city. With a wide range of local products, food samples and friendly banter, a visit is highly recommended. Dates: Edinburgh Farmers Market, every Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Location: NCP Castle Terrace Car Park, Castle Terrace, Edinburgh, A1 2L. www.edinburghfarmersmarket.co.uk.